What's up everyone, MC Ark is in the building, welcome to a new video of mine. I was planning for a while not to make the video, although I wasn't sure, don't have the confidence to do something like this, but, you know, knowing that I do this for my wonderful people, for my wonderful fans, you know, all you beautiful people out there, I thought, you know what, why not, I'm gonna tell my story today. So, for those of you who've probably never seen me or just randomly clicked this video, what's up man? My name is Daniel de Bruin. I'm 20 years old, I'm from the Netherlands, I'm a rap musician, I like to make rap music, hip-hop music is one of my favorite genres. I listen to a lot of more stuff, but, you know, it's just my main, I'm also a brony, an airsofter, and a gamer. You can probably tell that from my Fallout 4 poster or my Assassin's Creed posters, both of my favorite games. But I'm also a diabetic and an autistic. I have diabetes since I was 8, so you can probably imagine it was a while ago. And I made this video because I both want to tell my story to my fans, to let them know they're not alone, but I also want to reach out to more diabetics who, you know, I want to reach out my hand to you, because I just want to tell you that you as well are not alone when it comes to the struggle which I fought for my whole life now. I still fight that. I fight the struggle for all my life, and the specific struggle I'm talking about is acceptance. My apologies if I randomly cut in this video, but you know, I just don't know what to say exactly, and I don't want to put up some sign-up moments in this. You know, I need to think before I want to say something, so I'll just cut that out. But you can probably imagine that. Diabetes was a very big impact for me when I got it. Let's just say I'm the type of kid who doesn't give up and fights for a dream no matter the odds, but I had to, let's just say it was a really big impact for me. Diabetes takes away your happiness, your freedom, and your health, you know, it's really and that at the age of 8, man, it's just, wow. I would gladly explain what diabetes specifically is, because I can already imagine some people thinking, yo, damn, what exactly is diabetes? And you know what? It's all good, man, because, you know what the thing is, man? A lot of people talk about it nowadays. I can see it in the YouTube comments on Facebook, or people talk about it in real life. You know, it's all good, man. And it's a pretty difficult thing to talk about, because... yeah, but I would gladly explain it if you guys want to. Although, I have to be honest, I don't have the specific words for it in English, because my English is not really that good. But I'll do the best I can to explain it to you guys. Just to be sure, I also have a Wikipedia link in the description so you guys can learn more about it. But to get to the point, let's just say diabetes is something to do with your autoimmune system, your pancreas, and your body as a whole. Alright, here's the thing. When you eat something, drink something, whatever, you take something in, it contains all kinds of stuff, like vitamins, sugar, all that stuff, you know? Yo, you have the whole body, you know, the whole body, which keeps everything in balance. And near the digestive system, you have the pancreas. That's the kind of thing that takes care of the sugars, you know? The pancreas creates insulin cells, which... you know, take care of the sugars in my body, so everything remains stable. The problem, however, is something happened with my autoimmune system, and all of a sudden it attacked my pancreas, meaning that it got broken down, and it could no longer create any more insulin cells. So that will mean that the sugar levels in my body will become so high, so freaking high, that... yeah, it could, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it could be pretty dangerous. It could be really, really dangerous. Really dangerous. Pretty dangerous. This is the stuff that I have to live with every day. This is my insulin pump. This is the little guy that helps me receive my insulin stuff, you know, so I can live another day. It's connected to some sort of line, and then there's a sticker which is in my body. I'm not gonna show it, oh, don't worry, but just to give you the idea that this is the stuff that keeps me alive. And this is the thing, which is what they call in the Netherlands, a glucose meter. With this, I can check my blood sugar. To check on everything that is okay, and yeah, this is what I have to live with every single day of my life. And you can probably tell it takes a hell of a lot of effort to accept that. You can imagine it's pretty hard for me to live with this every day. It can be a devastating experience. Certainly if you're the type of guy that keeps on fighting until the end, you know, fighting for a dream. But knowing you have to accept this, that this will never be over. That this will always stop you from becoming a Marine or becoming something, you know, something with dolphins. You know, I really love sea animals, or something you always wanted to do, or something to always represent or stand up for. It is devastating. Definitely, it is very devastating. Yeah. And like I said in the beginning, acceptance is probably one of the hardest struggles you ever go through in life if you have diabetes, because. Well, you know what the thing is? I could tell you a lot of hilarious stories about my diabetes. I could tell you very sad stories about my diabetes. And yeah, it goes all the way around. But at the end of the day, diabetes sucks. It is a really, really terrible disease. And even though it goes a lot better now than, let's just say, earlier, I still need professional help to accept my diabetes. And I still need... Yeah, it's still really hard for me, and it always will be. And it's never gonna end, dude, seriously. But still, I'm here to tell you that if you have diabetes, let me tell you, you need to accept it. You need to accept it, because trust me, if you go the same road as I am and just not listening to it, it will destroy you. Look, I've tried drugs. I've tried denying I have diabetes. I've had screw what they think attitudes, you know. I purposely ignored meetings with the doctor. I tried self-harm. I excessively forgot my this guy over here. I forgot to refill this one excessively on purpose. I did all of it. I did all of it to ignore the fact that I have diabetes, because I just couldn't accept it. And I can assure you, none of that has ever helped me. You know what did help me, though? Talking about my problems, you know? Sharing my story with other people, you know? And, of course, helping others with that. That is something that helps, you know? Diabetes must not take control over you. You must take control over your diabetes. And I can understand that people still think... screw what they think, I might be diabetic, but still, I can speak for myself. I don't need I don't need all those people who speak for me and screw what they think. You know, I do have that struggle, but you know what the thing is? They don't just say that just because they want to rule over you. They say that because they care about you, dude. Diabetes is more devastating than you think, and certainly at a young age like that, it will most definitely change your life. But you need to understand that they say that stuff, they care, they worry about you a lot because they care about you a lot. Listen, if you love yourself and your friends, you take care of yourself. Trust me. It really helps. And I'm not gonna play the holy guy here. I still have a lot of problems with that too, but I can assure you, you need to accept it and love yourself. Because you will only destroy yourself if you do not. Trust me. Both mentally and physically. It will destroy you. Truly. Love yourself. Love yourself. But I also made this video because I just want to talk about some misconceptions about diabetes. Because let me first point out, though, I don't judge. I mean, diabetes is a very complicated subject. And they understand, you know, there will always be misconceptions. And it's all good, you know. I'm happy to explain it to all of you guys. But, you know, let me just adjust one thing, okay? There is indeed a line between being fat and becoming a diabetic. But you don't need to be fat in order not to get diabetes, because if you are thin, you would get diabetes regardless. Look, this was me at 8 years old. This was 1 week before I went for 2 weeks in the hospital. This was 1 week before I went to the hospital. I was this thin. And I still got it. And about that, well, it has something to do with my mom, you know, when you're pregnant, you get some, there's a chance you can get some sort of diabetes, you know, and I'm not specifically sure how to say it, but it somehow made contact with me, you know, and I guess at 8 years old, it probably evolved to that. So that's how I became a diabetic. I did, however, gain weight after it because, yeah, again, diabetes is a very devastating, it can be a very devastating experience if you don't, again, I can tell you a lot of happy stuff about diabetes, but also very sad stuff about diabetes. But the main point is, it's not just a disease that, it's not that simple. It can be a very, very devastating experience. I honestly don't know what to say right now, but because it still makes me, it's still pain, you know, it's still painful for me to talk about it. But, you know, even with everything that is going on, I'm still glad that I can still do this, you know. Reach out to you people, let you guys know that you're not alone, and you know that I absolutely understand your struggle with diabetes. I would just like to say that there is something worth fighting for. You can be happy with diabetes. Sure, I might always not look so happy, but I can assure you, even with, you know, with my let's just say my, you know, I'm still depressed, I still go through a lot of shit. Professional help and all of that, and I still need to let go of a lot of stuff, but for the rest, I got a pretty decent life. I mean, I got a job, I got plans of moving out soon, you know, I still live with my parents here, but you know, it's so good. I mean, I got a lot of awesome plans coming up, still a lot of stuff, and everything is going pretty well, so, yeah. The thing is, the struggle you face today will only make you stronger for tomorrow. And I definitely understand people who, But the main point is that whatever road you go, I will always support you and I will always stand behind you, you know? I'm not good at stuff like this, okay? Let me first point that out. But I care about you and I love you, man. Just promise to me that you love yourself and that you take care of yourself, because trust me, you will not only hurt yourself if you don't care for your diabetes, man, you will hurt others around you, and I've been through that shit. I can assure you, I've had the worst days with my family, my friends and all that, because I didn't care about my diabetes, I didn't care about myself, and that was also the reason why I gained weight, you know, because let's just say, as the world as it is today, everyone wants to be here, but no one listens. And with diabetes, people are taking you less serious, you know, because you can do less. But that is all bullshit, you know. Don't make the same mistake as I did and care about your diabetes. Again, as I said in my earlier vlogs and videos, my channel is always open for you. If you want to talk about something, you can always message me and I'll immediately respond when I'm online. We will immediately talk if I see your message. I promise you that. That's not a simple fucking promise. It's a motherfucking pinky promise, okay? I'm being straight up here. If you have a problem, my channel is open for you. We can always talk. We can always share our stories together, you know? Always. I'm open for you. Because I love and care about you, dude. For real. So this is my story with diabetes. I apologize if this video was a bit confusing and a bit different than the rest, but I just don't know how to address stuff like this because it is still difficult for me, but I just hope that I can let other people know that they're not alone and that I'm always willing to help if you have a problem. And I'm here for you. I'm always here for you, man. I just promise me that you won't give up, that you care for yourself, that you love yourself, you know, that you promise me that, okay? Promise me that. And I promise to be there for you if you need help, okay? For real. More love to you all. MCR God.